I believe every radio station has more digital advertising inventory than they're selling, and it's likely because they haven't written it all down yet. Today, let's talk about your mobile app. Well, if you've listened to the podcast, you know that for years I've talked about creating a digital inventory list for your station. Every radio station has an inventory sheet of for their commercial logs. You know, the exactly how many stop sets you have per hour, per station, how many spots are in each one of those stop sets, sponsorship opportunities, the naming rights, the show. I mean, everything is all documented. The digital inventory list is a centralized spreadsheet or document that shows everyone on your station staff what's available to sell online. It covers everything from website banner ads to sponsorships, newsletters, podcast sponsors, social media mentions, stream pre-rolls, the entire gamut. Everything digital needs to be on this digital inventory list. It also needs to include your mobile app. The app shouldn't be treated as some mysterious thing that, you know, only your digital person understands. It should simply become another section under this overall digital inventory list. Maybe you have a sponsor on the home screen, an advertiser sponsoring the podcast section. Maybe you have event sponsorships, push notifications. I mean, there's a whole list of things that you can do within your mobile app. Maybe there's an opportunity inside your contest section or one of the news category pages. It doesn't really matter where these are. It matters that they're all documented somewhere inside this list. Now, the salesperson should know exactly what the placement is called, where it appears, how long a schedule there would run, what happens when somebody taps on whatever that is, may it be a banner ad or something else, and how much it costs. And here's something that I would encourage that you do the very first time that you build your digital inventory list, if you haven't already: be completely exhaustive on how deep that you go within this list. Don't just write down the obvious banner ad on the homepage and call it a day. Sit down with your app and document every advertising opportunity that you can think of, even if you don't plan to sell it tomorrow or this year or whatever. Think of every screen, every feature. Could a sponsor naturally fit anywhere in here? Could someone sponsor your podcast section, your local events page, your weather page, contest, featured content, news alerts, that sort of thing? Even if you don't have a plan to sell them right now, just go ahead and document it just in case. Think beyond the app itself. Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, they are typically extensions of your mobile app experience. Now, Apple and Google, they keep the interfaces pretty locked down on both of these, but what opportunities still exist there? Can we insert a sponsor message before the audio begins, like a pre-roll? Can sponsor messages appear when their commercials are actually on the air or during stop sets? The point isn't to sell every one of these ideas. The point is to know that they do exist, because eventually you're going to be sitting across from an advertiser who says, you know, I really don't want another website banner ad. What else you got? That's not the time to start exploring your app looking for ideas. The work should already be done. And that's what the inventory list should already be answering, all of those questions. Now, one thing that I've learned over the years is that salespeople should not be inventing products while they're sitting in front of a client in their office, all right? That's the worst case scenario for somebody like me who has to go out and then create it once they have pitched it a certain way, or it's a nightmare. I'll just go ahead and say that. They should be selecting products that already exist. And because it's an exhaustive list, it may be even something that they not even thought of yet. And that's exactly what your digital inventory list does. It takes all of the guesswork out of every conversation, all right? Because here's what usually happens. The salesperson sells an app sponsorship, then the digital person gets an email asking, so where should we put this? That's totally backwards. The inventory should already exist before the salesperson ever walks into the advertiser's office. And while we're on the subject of this, don't sell placements, sell where it goes. There's a difference there. If I'm a car dealership, I don't really care that I'm on the app's home screen. I care more that when somebody taps on the promotion, it's visible and they're going to be looking at my either current inventory or my service specials. And if I'm promoting a concert, I want to ensure that listeners are landing on the event page. If I'm a restaurant, maybe I want them looking at today's specials or downloading a coupon or something like that. The destination is usually more important than the placement itself. And one thought about this digital inventory list, it isn't a rate card per se. It's really more of a brainstorming document. It's the master inventory of every digital asset that your station owns. Like I said, it's going to cover everything. It's going to cover the website. It's going to cover everything that you do on social media. If you create a YouTube video and you put a sponsor something in the background or something like that, it's got to cover every single one of these. All right. Some of these are opportunities that may never, ever be sold. That's perfectly okay. Others may become some of your best revenue generators because an advertiser sees a fit that nobody on your staff even considered. All right. So as your station grows, this document should grow along with it. Every time that you launch a new feature, a new section on your website, start a newsletter, introduce another podcast, or update the mobile app, just ask the question, is this something that we can monetize? If the answer is potentially yes, then it belongs on this digital inventory list. So here's your homework. Open your mobile app. Hopefully your station has one. Tap through every button and every screen that you have. Walk through it like a listener would. Write down every possible sponsorship opportunity that you can find, no matter how small. Then ask your digital person, all right, now look at this through a digital lens. What out of the ones that I found can you find more of? And are we finding any overlap here, or is all of these even possible? All right. When you done that, congratulations. You've just started building your mobile section of your digital inventory list. So now that your salespeople, once they have this, they can confidently sell it. Your programmers are going to know what's available, and your digital team isn't reinventing every package every time someone asks the question, can we advertise in the mobile app? All right. So if this has been helpful to you, please do me a favor and like and subscribe so you don't miss more of these ideas to help move your station website forward. And if your station needs a modern platform that allows you the ability to edit your mobile app within your website all in one place, then reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Our mobile app solution is fully integrated into the website platform. Update the website, the mobile app's automatically updated. You're not having to go somewhere else outside of the website to make any changes or whatever. Everything in your digital ecosystem is in one place. And if you found this helpful, appreciate you liking this video. Subscribe to our podcast here so you don't miss any future ideas to help move your station forward in getting more traffic, more engagement, and more revenue. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. See you next time.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.